like something Terry Lee would have recorded at WMCK. But it's brand new music.
Hold on, man.
All right. They're from Indianapolis, Indiana. They call themselves Good Flying Birds. I call myself Jay Thurber. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Televised cabinet meeting last August, President Trump turned to his top intelligence official, noting that she had evidence of how corrupt the 2020 election was, and asked when she produced it. The Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, replied, "I'll be the first to brief you." The report, though her office traditionally focuses on foreign intelligence and adversaries, Gabbard's unexplained appearance at a warehouse in Fulton County, Georgia, on Wednesday, while the FBI was executing a search warrant, revealed the extent to which her office has been involved in domestic criminal investigation. Meantime, a University of Connecticut study is finding new ways to reduce nitrogen pollution on farms.
The study finds manganese, a type of metal, reduces nitrogen levels when it's mixed in with soil. Many fertilizers contain nitrogen to benefit plant health, but an excess of it can lead to environmental harm. That can range from toxic algal blooms in waterways to nitrous oxide, which is a highly potent greenhouse gas. Avishesh Nupane, the study's author, explains why manganese makes a difference.
For example, if there is lower nitrate in the soil, then there might be higher loss in nitrous oxide, but here we see that when we reduce one pathway, the other pathway also reduces.
He adds being able to control micronutrients in fertilizer can make them more effective at reducing nitrogen runoff. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Next, a new five-year study is quantifying the benefits of conservation practices like cover cropping using data from farmers across Wisconsin.
Spearheaded by the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, research scientist Merrill Ingram explains the data shows engaged growers met standards for combating erosion, protecting water quality, and building soil health, as well as for producing high-quality forage. She hopes the findings can address the slow adoption of the practice by showing how farmers are successfully using cover crops.
When you look at the supremely efficient, very structured corn and soybean production, making changes in that context is very hard, and yet people are making it. And they're making it because of climate change, because of the cost of fertilizer, because they can see the water running off their fields, and they care what it looks like.
The data covers more than 200 agriculturally diverse fields across 45 counties. Ingram says they used it to create an interactive dashboard to help farmers make more informed conservation decisions on their own fields. It's available online at michaelfields.org/covercrops. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Next to New Mexico, where a lawmaker wants the state to spend more money to help clean up sites that could contaminate land, water, and air, anti-nuclear activist Leona Morgan says New Mexico's Navajo people suffer disproportionately from uranium-related health issues.
Kidney disease, autoimmune disease, and then, of course, you hear from women that live near these sites about miscarriages, reproductive problems.
New Mexico Senator Jeff Steinborn has filed a bill to allocate $50 million in one-time funding to address abandoned uranium mines, sites of defunct dry cleaners, and of oil and gas operations. This is Public News Service.
Today's contestants. First, an assistant plant engineer from Studio City, California, Janet Lattner. And a waiter from Los Angeles, California, Peter Silence. And our returning champion, a library assistant from Harbor City, California, who so far has won a total of $3,475,
Jay Thurber.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
about 2:07. Much more music time. We might be the only radio show in Pittsburgh that takes requests off of the Fediverse. Mastodon. Request coming in a Mastodon, a Jay Thurber show from Guac. He wants to hear the Box Tops. You say him, we play him on the Big 900.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't.
Going out by request here on Radio 9. Laverne Baker on Radio 9.
I'm gonna have to put you down. You've been treating me like a child. You know you've hurt me once before. You'll never hurt me anymore. Chewy, you hurt me like a bee. Evil bumblebee. I gave you love as sweet as honey. My life, my soul, and all my money. You didn't seem to realize you had a home in paradise. Chewy, you hurt me like a bee. A bumblebee, an evil bumblebee.
troubles. Just leave me alone.
Don't tell me your troubles. I got troubles in my... I housed a whole margarita pizza last night, and I am too old to do that kind of business. Oh, boy. The Tums and Pepto-Bismol were not cutting it last night. Ugh, and I'm still a little bit like that. Speaking of like that, I woke up this morning, and... somebody posted on Facebook, is it something about air quality? And I got out to get in the car. Ladles and jelly spoons, the sky over the studio is brown today. It's very nostalgic if you grew up here, I guess, in the 50s and 60s. Man, it really takes you back. The sky is brown, and the Allegheny County Health Department has issued a Code Orange Air Quality Action Day for the Mon Valley. A Mon Valley episode pollution warning has been issued. The current air quality conditions are unhealthy, as measured in the Mon Valley. Sensitive groups in the Liberty and Clareton area should avoid long or intense outdoor activity. So if you were thinking about shoveling the snow this weekend, consider not. Consider rescheduling or moving activities indoors. The past several hours, the particulates have risen significantly, according to the Allegheny County Health Department. Code Orange levels are forecasted for today and could reach Code Red on Sunday. The highest levels will be in the morning of particulate matter in the air. The companies most significantly contributing to pollution in the Mon Valley. Yes, still. Excuse me. Must continue to temporarily reduce particulate emissions. You can get more information at achd.net. So if you are out here, I will come down Travosburg Hill, and I was like, my gosh, it's like this blanket of ick.
They asked me through the years why I shed these tears. I, of course, replied, when you live in Van Nuys, smog gets in your eyes. I thought I'd play it wise, so I closed my eyes. But what do you suppose? When both my eyes I close, smog gets in my nose. I went to Price, an anti-smog device to put behind my car. But all too quick, the smog became so thick, I could not find my car. 10 million cars provide carbon monoxide. If they'd all drive a horse, there'd be no smog, of course. But but there'd be something worse in your eyes.
Hello, audience. Please don't murmur. You are listening to Jay Thurber. He is sometimes entertaining.
Here on Radio 9. These are the grassroots. Weather coming up next and more new music on the other side of that.
I didn't cry. I just stood and watched her say goodbye. She closed the door. I should have said to her that maybe would have changed her mind to stay. Things I should have said to her, like, girl, I love you, so let love find a way. Was it that she just couldn't understand a man like me? Was I to blame? I should have said to her that maybe would have changed her mind to stay. Things I should have said to her, like, girl, I love you, so let love find a way. Oh, why didn't I try telling her she was all mine? Why didn't I try telling her now she's gone and I feel oh so bad?
the grassroots with one you don't hear too often these days on Oldies Radio here on Radio 9.
WRKZ.
2:23 Chime Time. New music from Bruce Springsteen coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. And we're just thinking that, like, what do I mean, oldies radio stations? There are not too many of those these days. I know I'm old. Like, I was just these headphones are acting up on me, and these are the headphones I got when I got into radio back in 1920. And I'm like, oh, these headphones didn't last very long. Well, I got into radio in 2001. So I got 25 years out of them. That's pretty good, right? And I think they have a lifetime warranty from Cost, so I should see if I can send them back. Although they've, like, been taped together, and there's some epoxy on them and everything else. So, but the one ear is kind of... what else do we want to tell you about? We told you about the air quality alert, ozone action day in the Mon Valley southeast area of Allegheny County. You know what else is bad for your lungs? Vaping. Vaping can turn into a lifelong nicotine addiction and can cause irreversible lung damage. So vaping is worth having a conversation.
But not from me, your wonderfully voiced radio host. And not from the health class teacher. And not from some super cool social media influencer. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. So for help starting the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. A message brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council here on 13Q. Remember, don't answer the phone. Hello. Say, I listen to the new sound of 13Q. Oh, maybe you can win $13,000.
But not from us, because we don't have two nickels or a pot. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes apart from Sidecar Bakery, an independent coffee shop located in North Oakland. With a coffee bar, breakfast sandwiches, and baked goods, Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with your friends in a cafe setting. They also offer catering. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And you know who did that? Boron Oil Company, believe it or not. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 2 below 0. Remember, when the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with double ice guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Cold today with a high of 15 degrees. There is an air quality alert out for the entire Mon Valley area. Mostly cloudy overnight, low of -2. The wind chill will make it feel like it's 9 below 0. On Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high near 20. Wind chill values -10. Monday, mostly sunny, high 27. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high 31. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 25. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 15 in Washington County, 19 in Beaver County. It's 13 now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood, it's 14 degrees. Bruce Springsteen.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicolet Avenue, a city of flame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets, in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice. Footprints where mercy should friend. You can be questioned or deported on sight. In our chance of
ice out now,
our city's heart and soul persists through broken glass and bloody tears on the streets of
to Doug, who called 412-385-7450 and reminded me I wanted to play that song. Going out by request, new music from Bruce Springsteen. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. We're on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Coming up at 3 o'clock, over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Remember all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s? Eric brings them back to you every Saturday afternoon right here on 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31 here on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. These are the Doors.
on, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jim Webbing and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Mata Hari and her skeletons in the closet. Tonight, another segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airwaves,
Jay Thurber. Way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, I met a young girl. She sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow. So was I. She was a Jewish girl. I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up. I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. Hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. Tell me.
3, Melania the Movie is the must-miss film of the year. Brett Ratner's Melania Trump documentary is an unabashed fly-on-the-gilded-wall fun job, says The Hollywood Reporter. The Irish Times calls it stupefying, monotonous, shameless propaganda that could put you to sleep. The Wrap says it's a cinematic suck-up, a tasteless, tedious, criminally shallow propaganda puff piece, nearly 2 hours of self-congratulatory torture. From the accused sex pest and director of Rush Hour 3 and After the Sunset, and filmed with a budget of more than $40 million. Variety calls Melania a cheeseball infomercial of staggering inertia. There's no drama to a film that should have been called Day of the Living Trad Wife. See the film that The Guardian UK says is dispiriting and deadly. 2 hours of pure endless hell. Melania, the movie, only in theaters. Coming soon to Dollar Tree and Five Below.
Thurber screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh.
Two.
Ever reviews this show and does a critique of it. Those are all real reviews, by the way. The reviews, you go to RottenTomatoes.com. It's got a 6% approval rating right now from the top critics, but a 99% approval rating from the public. So look at that spread. A little bit more Catherine O'Hara coming up after this. This is Bobby Sox of the Blue Jeans on Radio 9.
Actually, we do have a review of this show. Here's what the critics are saying about Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
It stinks. It stinks.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
Catherine O'Hara passed away yesterday at the age of 71. Always, in my mind, she will always be the one of the funniest people on SCTV, which was a show full of funny people. Many other people remembering her from, we'll call it Ish Creek, Home Alone, Beetlejuice, The Studio with Seth Rogen, many other roles that she did. But SCTV was where I first got a crush on her, and I posted that yesterday. She was one of my first crushes, and five other people on Facebook said, me too. So apparently a common, especially among comedy nerds, a common feeling to crush on the extremely talented Catherine O'Hara. Here's another clip from SCTV.
Howdy, farmers, and I call you farmers because who else be up this time of morning?
I'm Big Jim McBob.
And I'm Billy Saul Hurock, and tonight on Farm Film Report, we got a real exciting show. Tell them about it, Big Jim.
Oh, yeah, we got a pretty actress on for you. Well, she's kind of pretty.
Yeah, kind of pretty.
Yeah, but not real pretty.
Not real pretty.
Her name is Brooke Shields.
Bring her on, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Brooke.
Woo! All right, you okay?
I'm okay.
You fell down.
I'm okay. I did it on purpose.
Oh, you hurt yourself?
Oh. It's funny.
Oh. Would you like to go into comedy, Brooke?
Mm-hmm. You're farmers, right?
Yeah, we're both farmers.
What did one strawberry say to the other strawberry?
I don't know, Billy Saul, do you know?
If you weren't so fresh last night, we wouldn't be in this jam.
Oh, that's a preserve joke.
Yeah. Old.
It's an old preserve joke.
It's real old.
Well, tell us, Brooke, we're big film fans, Billy Saul and myself, and we'd like to find out, do you think there's too much nudity in films?
Gee, I don't know.
Do you think people should blow up in films?
Gee, I don't know.
Well, Brooke, I understand you're going to sing a song for us.
Yeah.
You're not going to blow me up, are you?
No. We're not going to blow her up.
Are you?
No.
Okay, because my mother distinctly said there will be no blowing up of Brooke.
Well, we aren't going to blow you up. No.
I just came here to sing.
Oh, we're not going to blow you up. You sing your song.
Okay. You're not?
No.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were just pretending.
Not that time, no. But I'm okay.
Turn it up and play it loud.
A little bit of Catherine O'Hara there with the late great John Candy and Joe Flaherty. These are the Monkees on Radio 9.
I'm not your stepping stone. Your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said I'm not just stepping stone. I'm not just stepping. Stepping stone.
Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned to 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Coming up next.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers men's team lost to Clemson today. Pitt Panthers women's team is taking on Stanford tomorrow. That game gets under. Was that Stanford tomorrow? No. It's Stanford and Son. No, they're not. They play on February 5th. I'm sorry about that. Robert Morris is in Fort Wayne to take on the Mastodons today, and the Duquesne Dukes will host the Rhode Island Rams tomorrow up at the Cooper Fieldhouse. Bad news for the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are playing the New York Rangers this afternoon at 3:30. Chris Letang is out for 4 weeks with a broken foot. Neither he nor Evgeny Malkin practiced with the team yesterday. Elsewhere in the NHL, it was the Kraken over the Maple Leafs 5-2, Stars over the Golden Knights 5-4, and the Blue Jackets over the Blackhawks 4-2.
Steel City weather.
Well, a couple of things to tell you about. There is an air quality action day out for the Mon Valley. Air quality is unhealthy right now, especially for people with lung and heart ailments. This afternoon, looking for cloudy skies and cold temperatures with a high near 15. Cloudy overnight with a low of 2 below zero. The wind chill will make it feel like it's 9 below zero. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 20. Wind chill of minus 10. Monday, mostly sunny. High 27. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. High 31. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 25, so hopefully getting back to some more seasonal temperatures here. 15 right now in Washington County, 18 in Beaver County. It's 15 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 10 degrees at WRCT with new music from Billy Bragg.
The ghost of Martin Niemöller haunts the halls of history. When they came for the communists, said it's nothing to do with me. When they came for the Democrats, he had nothing to say. And when they came for Jews, he just looked the other way. His silence didn't save him. When they came for him as well, there was no one to speak out for him. Resistance had been quelled. Would you tell yourself if this ever happened to you? Well, I live in a city of heroes. I know what I would do. When they came for the immigrants, I got in their face. When they came for the refugees, I got in their face. When they came for the five-year-olds, I got in their face. They came to my neighborhood, I just got in their face. They used tear gas and pepper spray against our whistles and our phones. But in this city of heroes, we will protect our home. When they dragged people from their cars, I got in their face. When they took families from their homes, I got in their face. When they murdered our sister, I got in their face. And when they murdered our brother, I still got in their face. In Dachau, Martin Niemöller suffered for his complicity. But in this city of heroes, we learn the lessons of history. I will bear witness to terror. I will bear witness to tyranny. I will bear witness to murder. I will bear witness to fascism.
The new single from Billy Bragg, City of Heroes, here on Radio 9.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Let's leave with something very nice off the 2003 soundtrack to the film A Mighty Wind. Here's Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara to take us out.
Oh, when the veil of dreams has lifted and the fairy tales have all been told.
the end of the rainbow.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.